You're listening to Clouser on Business. Thanks for coming back. I'm Clouser, your host. Glad you're with us today. Well, hope life's treating you well and things are going good for you. That dang Heidi, she's off on some more PTO time. I don't know how Heidi gets all the PTO time and Clouser has to stay back and take care of the studio and all that. Hey, but in her absence, got a good friend of mine, Lloyd Matthey, with me today. He's helping me with the equipment and being sure I stay on task today. But Lloyd's a businessman, and he, believe it or not, is in the olive business. Hey, welcome to the podcast, Lloyd.
Thank you, Clouser.
Yeah, so you can tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. And I know before the olive business, I think you were working for Commerce Clearinghouse. Is that correct?
Oh, back in the day, CCH, yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm. Sold tax and business law publications to accountants and attorneys.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I remember those because I had probably the smallest set that you could buy of the updates to the tax code. And quite frankly, Lloyd, those were kind of a pain in the you know what to keep up the date and everything. So you work for them. And so what else have you done?
Well, I was a mortgage banker for a number of years. And as we sold tax and business law publications after I had gone back to school and graduated with an accounting degree. And now I'm working for a company that helps to manage smaller companies, helps them to get from one stage to the next. And my job is to manage a specialty foods company. We do stuffed olives and pickled vegetables and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. So across that spectrum of businesses and industries that you've worked in, any one better than the other?
I really enjoyed selling the tax and business law publications.
Oh, why is
well,
that?
Well, you're dealing with professional people a lot, which I liked.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I just enjoyed the clientele.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so professional people don't use olives? Or
you would be surprised how much olives they use.
Yeah. Hey, so you mentioned you're working with a firm that they go in, what, help troubled businesses, or maybe they go in and manage these businesses?
Well, there have been a few that are distressed, but there are other clients who just want to get from one stage to the next,
mm-hmm.
and they may need some creative financing for whatever reason. They're not a traditional lending, you know, traditional lending is just not going to work for them.
Mm-hmm.
So we help them as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got a little bit of background in that too. Not sure if your specific situation's the same as a factoring company, but it's some sort of probably high interest money, but it helps companies get turned around and maybe get their get out from having their backs against the wall.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. So the olive company is one company that that this firm manages then?
It is, and actually it is. They didn't come to us. We created this company many years ago. It was created before I started to work for them. They saw a niche in the specialty food market for stuffed olives in 2004. And so I think we were kind of pioneering in that. But, yeah, and so we just created that. And we at first were the packer. And so we actually imported the olives and had the packing plant. Now we're just the customer of the packing plant.
Mm-hmm.
So I manage a brand.
Yeah, so how's that work from giving up the packing side of it and depending on someone else to be the provider of that so you don't control it all necessarily?
Well, it's good to have good relations and contacts with that, but it's also very hard knowing that you're not getting the best price because we're a smaller brand, and so sometimes that makes it a little tough.
Yeah. So, what's been some of your difficulties in maybe getting the volume up to where you want it to be with your business?
Right. Well, one of the biggest difficulties is that we are not a commodity. We think of ourselves more as a gourmet brand, and so because of that, We're not going to sell to large grocery chains because they're looking for a commodity.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for a low-priced product so they could move that kind of product. So that's been pretty, you know, that kind of limits our areas of distribution. We distribute to specialty stores. Somebody who's more interested in projecting quality, I think. That's the way we think of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a problem. And then we discussed the packer. And what I've found is my biggest problems come whenever there's a lack of communication. I could give you an example of that.
Sure,
right?
Yeah.
It wasn't too long ago that we decided to change packers. And we decided to do that because our current packer hit us with a new pricing style that we were very suspicious of. And they didn't have a real explanation to it. I don't think they quite understood it because they had just received some investment from a firm. And they were kind of under new management, if you will. So it scared us, and it scared us away. And we didn't think there would be much impact if we could find a new provider. Well, some of our customers didn't follow us, and that was a big hit.
Because of price or because of change in product type?
I think because of change of location, and it just made it different for them. It changed, and when we made the change, they didn't go along with the change. So in other words, they picked up at a certain location, and when that location changed, they didn't follow us.
Mm-hmm.
So that hurt very badly. But I came to find out that the type of pricing that they had originally offered us is one that I now prefer because I more fully understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And if we would have communicated with each other, and I think both of us are to blame, if we would have communicated with each other, I think we would have kept the relationship going, and I possibly wouldn't have lost that very important customer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, by the way, Clouser on Business is a no-blame podcast, so no blaming here, Lloyd.
Well, it was a good lesson to learn, though, because after that, I have become a lot more deliberate about my communications with, we're back at the same packer,
mm-hmm.
and we changed back to the same packer.
Well, that's good.
And so much more deliberate about my communication to them.
Mm-hmm. So for me and I'm sure for some of our listeners, I don't want to delve too deep, but, you know, what's the various styles or types of olives that's out there on the market, in the market that you deal with?
Well, I don't know that I could be an expert on the different types of olives,
mm-hmm.
but I know that the large queen olives from Greece and Spain are particularly what we deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And then the value add that we do here in the States is that we have those imported, and then we add the different ingredients of the cheeses and the vegetables,
mm-hmm.
the peppers, and so forth. So that's kind of what value we bring to the market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, and I know a little bit about what you've been doing, and you even had a, I'm not sure if it's still in your lineup or not, but you had a prepackaged, what was it, a trio of olives that came with the
correct,
yeah, toothpick and everything. Can you want to talk about that?
Well, that was actually not our product. That was a person who contacted me because of the information on our website,
mm-hmm.
and he wanted to sell me that idea. And I told him that I wouldn't buy the idea, but that I would help him develop the product. And so we spent about a year developing that product. It was not a very easy product to deliver,
mm-hmm.
because of cost, mainly. And the packaging is very tricky.
Mm-hmm.
And we found that we came across a packer of olives that actually had a machine that could pack them in the pouches.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what made that work. But the original idea and the one that he keeps hanging on to, and I hope will work one day for him, is a small jar with three olives in there, and that it would be, again, a premium product, but mm-hmm. it would be great to have those kind of things on an airplane or in a nice hotel.
Yeah, since we're not on video, actually it's got three olives that are sealed packed in a little box. So if maybe if you're traveling or, like you said, aircraft or even at home, you know, it's easy to use. And
yeah. Right, it's easy to use. The other part about that is the box is very important because what we've learned, getting olives in a pouch on an airplane, is that they smash very easily.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't get good. Smashed olives yeah. are not very tasty.
Yeah. So is the web a friend or a foe to you in this type of product? I mean, do you have a presence on the internet?
We do. One, because of I have a background in online marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really not very happy with our web presence because mm-hmm. we don't have a very functional.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see more functionality in our website. Friend or foe, I would tell you that because it's a food product, they're pretty heavy. I sell it by the case online, and mm-hmm. I have some dedicated buyers
mm-hmm.
for years that follow us and order from our website.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. I'm not really anxious to have a big presence on the web because it's very expensive to ship.
Mm-hmm.
And so the margin is very small.
Yeah. Eats up in that gross profit real fast, doesn't it?
It does. However, on the plus side, there are a lot of people who are retailers who have found us
mm-hmm.
through our web presence.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, so you kind of in summary here, you took this company over. So I'm assuming we have a formalized business plan of some nature on how we're going to turn this baby around and get it back on solid footing.
No, Kevin, we don't.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh.
This is...
Excuse me as I get back off the floor.
I wish that could be true. As a matter of fact, though, I have to tell you that on Thursday, we do have an annual planning meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, we have that which we will build off of, which we did last year and the year before. It does seem, however, like I am making it up as I go along quite a lot more than I'd like to.
Yeah, I doubt that. I know you well enough. There's a plan somewhere because I know a little bit about who you work for and work with, and so that's it. You know, that's interesting. So your formal education's not in business, is that correct?
Well, it's in accounting.
Yeah,
right. Which I think I went back to school. And I think my business experience really helped me do well in mm-hmm. my studies of accounting.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. What do you like? What do you like the most about what you do?
You know, I'm a kind of a people person, and so it's the relationships. I don't know that relationships are so important in the business that I'm in, but the relationships that I have in the business are important to me,
mm-hmm.
and so I make that important. So I think just the relationships of the people.
Yeah, is it because of the way and the broad distribution that you have? Maybe you don't have the opportunity to make relationships or develop relationships that maybe might be more prevalent in other industries. Because I know you value your friendships, you know, very much, and so I would suspect that more than anything else.
Well, I think in this business type, in the retail business type, people are looking just to make money. And so that's why I say not being a commodity is hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
It requires a lot of a different effort. But I think, you know, the thing about it, the bottom line is, I like you. If you can help me make money, then I'll really like you.
I don't believe that because I know you well enough that you would like somebody, and whether you make money or not is off the table.
Oh, so, right. That's the way I feel.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I think a lot of people in the industry are pretty money motivated.
Mm-hmm.
I like to serve people. Mm-hmm. And so, as a for instance, one of our greatest successes this year is onlining a distributor here. We're located in Portland, so it's onlining a distributor here in Oregon, which we've never had a footprint. And I've been able to develop a really good relationship with him, mm-hmm. and we've been able to replace a lot of products. And I know that he's happy, and he's happy with the relationship. And his comment to me was, none of the other distributors ever even speak to me, mm-hmm. but you're down here creating quite a bit of customer service, mm-hmm. offering a lot of marketing ideas and help. I've gone out to some of the people who we market to and handed out his price sheet with my brochure. Mm-hmm. So he likes that.
Yeah.
And so I've done some other things to develop that relationship.
Yeah, you know, in a little bit, I used to own a distribution company of commercial food service equipment. So different, you know, selling, but in a different way. But I always had the best success when the relationship got developed first. I'm just a firm believer that people buy from people. And people buy from people they like. Now, not always would I have the product they wanted. So, hey, you know, I buy my competitors, you know, that's fine because mine maybe doesn't do what you want. So, that's fine. But I just found over the course of my career and even in the service industry, with accounting and consulting, is I just think the best success came from those that, you know, that your client customer earnestly knew that you had an interest in them and you just weren't blowing them smoke in order to get a sale. And so I've always put the relationship first and the product second.
I kind of agree with that. And, I do try to emulate that. So relationship is important. I have a good product, mm-hmm. and the relationship is important. And so I've had some success with that, but very, very happy to have this distributor. My goal for 2017 would be to have one, really two, or maybe even three more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, when you're off on your holiday break, you know, you need to work on that business plan and you know, be a little bit more strategic. Maybe.
Do I get a break? I get a break?
No, you don't. No, because you got that homework to do now. So, hey, Lloyd, thanks for coming on today. I just really, really appreciate it, and we'll have to have you back, and we'll talk more. Okay,
and eat some olives.
Okay,
thank you, Klauser.
Yeah, you're welcome. Well, we're out of time for today. Really appreciate you listening. Just a reminder, you can catch us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, and as always on KlauserOnBusiness.com. Appreciate the comments and the feedback that we're getting. And again, just really appreciate the worldwide audience that we have. And just thank you for your faithfulness and your coming back to hear more. Hey, well, we're out of time for today. All for now. You've been listening to Klauser on Business.